Chili's Chili Cook-Off, Saturday, November 3rd. Chili Tasting Kit tickets available now at mhkchili.com. Brought to you by Hy-Vee, The Fridge Wholesale Liquor, and Manhattan Broadcasting Company.
And we're back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And just before we get into a little bit more, I understand there's a caller that would like to make a comment. Caller, go ahead. You're on In Focus.
All right. Good morning. As a longtime radio listener, I just want to compliment both the radio station and Pawnee for the excellent ads, the radio ads that have been playing, especially the one featuring the intake coordinator, because I know for many people that first step in getting help, they need somebody approachable. And she found this Pam that they talk about, or that doing the interviews sounds so welcoming. And then the ad about the postpartum depression and how it can, mental health can impact people at different times of their lives. And so I hope you guys keep up with the radio ad.
Thank you for that call. We appreciate the comments. I think we, just for time's sake, we have to get into a question here with Bruce. Bruce, tell me a little bit about some of your goals there as the new manager for the Stabilization Center. And just for comment's sake, it is on Hayes Drive, correct?
That's correct. That's our plan right now. And as far as timing goes, we have a pretty aggressive plan to move forward. We're looking at spring of 2019 being able to open the doors to the public. And, you know, our goals there are to be able to provide a place where it's easily accessible for people to either walk into or be referred to, and 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and to be able to address them in a crisis situation, be that a psychological issue or social issue or substance abuse as well, as a sobering unit they refer to that as. So our goal is to be able to be there and to be open and to provide an environment where they can heal and get to where they need to go, and get, most importantly, then get connected into the different services that they need to be able to move forward from where they are.
And I understand you've been doing a little bit of research at other regional stabilization centers to maybe be able to apply it to this one.
That's correct. And one of the unique things we have with Pawnee is a geographic area. We have 10 counties to be able to cover. Most of the other programs out there are really focused on their one small county, or not small county, but their single county. So we've got some challenges there, but then some opportunities that we can do and kind of create this to fit, you know, our geographic coverage area.
All right. So looking forward to a lot of progression on that. And I understand you're going to have to do a bit of renovation there at that center to be able to occupy it for this purpose.
That's correct. We've got quite a build out and plan going. We want to make it fairly state-of-the-art and comfortable and a safe place to be able to work, and for those folks to be able to be there and to be able to have the health and healing that they need to move forward.
And we talked a little bit during the break about there was originally a goal of opening up on January 1st. Do you have a new timeline on that? Or am I backtracking to something we already talked about?
No, that's correct. We are, the original goal was pretty aggressive to be January 1st with the doors open. But with reality kind of sunk in, and in the process of being able to make the place the best place that we can make it, we're going to have to push that back to sometime springtime 2019.
Okay.
So we're moving forward as fast as we can.
All right. And we have just about 2.5 or so minutes left, so we got to run through a few other things as quick as we possibly can.
Yeah.
So what are some other topics going on? I know you had you have a couple presenting Pawnees coming up, too.
We do. On Wednesday, November 7th, and Wednesday, November 14th, we will have two presenting Pawnee events. These are held at noon at the Claflin office. We do request reservations, and so if people are interested in attending those events and learning a little bit more about the impact of Pawnee Mental Health Services in the community, they should contact us at 587-4300 and just let the person who answers the phone know that they're calling in to reserve a spot on the presenting Pawnee event. We also, tomorrow night, are going to be at Panda Express for a food, fun, and fellowship event. Panda Express donates a portion of the proceeds from sales tomorrow between the hours of 10 a.m. and 11 p.m. to help support the mission of Pawnee Mental Health Services. And then on Saturday, November 3rd, Pawnee Mental Health is also one of the charitable organizations that it can be a recipient of funds in the Young Trustees Chili Cook-Off. And that Chili Cook-Off is from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And that's at the Blue Earth Plaza, correct?
Yes, that's at Blue Earth Plaza. And so if people are interested in supporting Pawnee Mental Health, that's another opportunity for them to do that. And then the last thing I'd like to just mention is that on Saturday, November 17th, we'll be hosting our annual Survivor of Suicide Loss Day event. This is a national event held on the Saturday before Thanksgiving. It's an event that is particularly tailored for individuals who have lost a loved one because of suicide. This year, there will be a documentary produced by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention that follows the loss of one lost survivor, Sarah, a young woman who lost her father when she was 13 years old. That event really has three goals. The goals are to educate about suicide loss, to give attendees an opportunity to share what their own experiences are, and then to help suicide loss survivors find a way to meaningly commemorate their loved one.
All right. And before we go, I just want to compliment you on your relaxation page on your website. I checked that out this morning, and it definitely relaxed me.
Super.
Thanks for coming in, Robin and Bruce.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. And that's it for us today here on In Focus. If you missed any of it, check it out on demand on our website, newsradiokman.com. And see you tomorrow.
CBS News in just a couple of moments will bring us up to date on what is apparently a series of bomb scenarios at the Clintons, the Obamas, CNN, and now the White House.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMAN, Manhattan.